My boy,
What's up?
thank you for coming. Thank you
Thank
for coming.
I appreciate it, man. I've been looking for this podcast for a very long time. I appreciate you for me being the first guest.
Anytime. Do you remember when we first started talking about this?
Yeah, we were on our way to our friend's birthday party, our friend Chris. On the train, we were talking about I think we were talking about podcasts and stuff, and me and you were like digging into the idea so much. I was like, yo, we should start doing a podcast together. I was like, and then you came up with the idea, you set up the account, we had our like Bitmojis together and all that. I was like, wow, we're actually going to be doing this. And look at us now, we're actually doing a podcast together. Isn't that insane?
Bro, it's insane how like fast like 1 year changes things, bro.
Yeah.
You know? 'Cause I remember the thing. It was like Thomas, Tom and Tony podcast thing. And I was like, what better person to start off the Peterson podium than with you, bro?
And again, like I'm honored being the first guest of your podcast. So I really appreciate you so much.
Anytime. Yeah, 'cause people were asking me, they were like, what's this all about, Thomas? When's it starting? So I was trying my best to be mysterious. And that's like the complete opposite of everything that I do. You know what I mean? I'm usually like out there, you know? And I was like, honestly, the Peterson podium will be, I'm gonna get people from all of our walks of life, people I met all throughout the years to talk about whatever they want to talk about, you know?
Exactly.
Because I love people and I want to hear their story, you know?
Yeah.
And the story, speaking of story, not Snapchat story content, because we had a lot of that, you know?
Going back to what, like 3 years ago, where I probably remember like first started when like 2 years after COVID, pretty much where it started.
It's insane how it flew by.
Exactly. This year would be like what, 5 months?
I
No,
think so.
not 5 months, 5 years or
Yes,
something
yeah,
like
that's okay. It's
that.
okay. I'd be having those brain farts too, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Bro, I feel like Unk, you know what I mean? Because bro, when I used to work at Ashfield, now that I'm not there anymore, they have me on the gram because I was the cool teacher. And they like, you know, followed me, and it was my birthday. They were like, happy birthday, Unk. You know, so the fact that those 5 years are 5 years and not 5 minutes ago is fucking banana world, you
And
know?
it's when you mentioned working at Asheville, it kind of reminded you when you were in Asheville, like correct. And with me, I was like, wow, you're actually working in your old school again. I'm like, how did it feel when you like first walked back in the Asheville?
It was absolutely insane, bro, because I remember shortly before that, I took an interview from Brookfield, and we know about that place. And they were like, you know what, Thomas, I'm letting you know, you might have to do diapers and stuff like that. So I was like, I don't know about that. You know, I like the working with the kiddos that are not too old, but not too young. So that's where middle school comes in. So then I saw one opening on Indeed, and I was like, you know what, let me try it. So the principal there was there from when I was there, and she was like, Thomas, I remember you, and you worked with kids. We'll coordinate with you, you know? And I got word that I got the job when I was at my like longtime friend, future coworker's wedding, but I wanted to keep it low key. I wanted to not tell anyone I was going until the first day I was there. But somehow the word got out. I don't know how. It's insane.
That was the point.
Exactly. Speaking of schools, bro, the trip that we had to get to have this happen, bro, was insane, bro.
Exactly. Oh my God. So we like I think it was like back in what, 05 is we probably like knew each other, but it's like we were kids, so we probably didn't remember. We were just like fooling around some shit
Oh,
like
you
that.
mean Brookfield?
Brookfield.
I meant today, the crazy shit that we had to go through.
Today. Oh.
With Massasoit, when we went into that room and we had everything set up and we had the thumbnail picture, and then what'd the cop say? The cop came in and said
It
something.
said that, oh, like it's a Friday, so we have to like end up like closing like the whole like facility or something like that.
I was like, shit. And then we went into your beautiful ass car.
Oh yeah,
That's
Toyota
right. That's right. And we were, that's like a
2019.
commercial. Introducing the 2019 Toyota Camry. You know what I mean? Did I get it right? I usually suck ass with cars. Toyota Camry.
Like half and half, in my opinion, half and half.
There you go. There you go. Best of both worlds, like Hannah Montana, you know?
It's like one of those, like it's like a guy with a deep voice in the car, was like Toyota.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Coming in like fucking January 2039.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Yo, bro, 2039, bro. Oh, that's good. That's like some Jetson shit, bro.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah, if we're Unk now, we'll be Grand Unk. We'll be like the Master Unk. Exactly. It's crazy. And we were like, bro, what were some of the places that we thought of? We were like, do we do a random room in Gillette? Because yeah. I think there's like a hotel that no one ever talks to us. We just sneak our way in there. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like we're like ghosts. We're like Danny Phantom type boys.
Exactly. And we got a tall, large, awesome specimen like you.
Exactly.
And me, I can't keep my mouth shut, but somehow we get our way in and they don't even talk to us.
Honestly, it's because you know how it's like we do professional. We have to walk like a professional, like pretend you're on the phone or something like that. It's like, hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, hey, what's up? It's like, yeah, just like pretty much just be professional. You won't get caught.
Exactly. Bro. And that was like one of the things that people were asking throughout the story content.
Yeah.
They were like, how are you and your friend Tony doing this stuff? And I was like, we just, you know, we make it happen. You know what I mean?
Dude, we had a lot of trips, you know. What's one of the craziest ones that we ever done was we went to saw our friend Liam, great friend, by the way. Like after the football game, we try to go like onto the Gillette Field, and it's hard because with all the security over there. But we managed to pull through. It's like we're stepping on the field where Tom Brady, where the building that Tom Brady made, we're stepping onto the field. I was like, yo, how the fuck did we pull this off?
It got to the point where people were swiping up. Was like, do you guys work for CBS? Like, what do you guys do? And we're just like, we're just two legendary Brocktonians. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It was, you wore a suit. I remember that day, and you did look like you worked for CBS.
Bro, I remember I was trying my best. Those orange highlighter people, they were like, you guys can't go in. And then they were giving out the awards.
Yeah.
And then I was like, T, now's the chance. Now's the chance. It was crazy, bro.
It's, wow. It's again, it's like, we stepped on the field where Tom, with the fucking field with Tom Brady.
Exactly.
Like, bro, us along. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, yo, I'm stepping onto the field. Like, is this real? Can I just take the grass off my shoes and save it in the fucking jars?
Exactly. Bro, that I hate when like you have like this plan to do something and then someone tries to come in and party poop it. Cause when we went in here and they had all the construction shit, I was like, oh shit, we might have to delay the episode one.
Yeah.
And then we saw an opening because we have the powers with the door. For some reason, every door that we try to open, it's unlocked somehow.
Exactly.
And we went in this random room and Randy, shout out Randy, came in. It was like, as long as you guys are out by the time, you can record it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And we made it happen.
This is crazy. It's because, you know, it's because I think it's still what vacation time. I still believe, but I think they don't go back to like next week. I think after MLK Day. So I'm just glad that, you know, this room was the perfect one for the first episode. I mean, better than nothing. You know what I mean?
That's right, bro. I always like wonder this thing about how crazy it is because my OCD ass loves the anniversaries, and you were mentioning Brookfield. 20 years, bro.
This year, one more 20 motherfucking years.
That's insane. That deserves a fist pump right there.
Oh, absolutely, man. And I mentioned, like, we probably, like, knew each other because you told me that your family was watching a home video, and they say your name, and then they say my name after. I'm like, yo, were we in the same class together? You never fucking knew about it? Like, what the fuck is going on?
It was the craziest thing. It's like, I remember I sent you a picture on Snap. I was like, this kid looks just like you.
Yeah.
And you had like a brain fart. I was like, I don't know. I don't remember being at Brookfield. And then it said Anthony Pinto. I was like, what the fuck?
And what's crazy about it is that like after Brookfield, we I think we went to like separate schools because I went to Raymond first to fourth. Then I went to George in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. Middle school, because obviously you said you went to Ashfield. I went to North Middle School. Shout out to the nice squad out there. But yeah, and throughout high school, literally, I remember senior year, I saw you in the cafeteria. Then I was like, wait, I was like, and now like I didn't know you at the time. And then when Massasoit came along, probably one of the best school years of my life. we started to become friends, and then we started doing all these hangouts right after that. And then when you showed me the home video, I was like, holy motherfucking shit. All this time we knew each other.
And we were right next to each other. That's crazy. That's crazy. The two P's right there.
Know, bro.
And then I think it was thanks to our boy Gav.
Exactly.
He had his group with Alfredo and Malik and Kaylin, all of them.
Yeah.
And you were over there because usually when I worked at the Y, I just did classes and I
Yeah.
went straight to work. But then after I took a break from the Y, I said, you know what? You know what, self? I'm gonna spend more time at Massasoit.
Yeah.
And then I saw you. I was like, oh, nice to meet you. But
Yeah.
it really wasn't a meet, it was a re-meet.
Yeah.
And speaking of meet, we met, like you mentioned, Liam, that thing with the game truck. How'd that go? It was like, I think it was the last day before like Christmas break or something.
I think it was like October, or I think October, November 2018. I saw like a little like billboard, a small one, not a very big one. It said like Game Truck is outside today. I was like, really? I was like, no, let me go check this out. I've never seen this before. And then when they saw video games, I'm like, oh, you either play inside or outside at the time. And then I was just playing, I think I was playing Madden 25, and all of a sudden a kid walked by, Liam. His name was Liam, and then I was like, oh. I was like, oh, he's like, oh, you don't mind if he plays with you? I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Like, I was like, I don't mind meeting new friends. And then we started playing Madden, and ever since then, everything just started, going great. We started becoming best friends, and even till this day, we still talk to each other. So if it wasn't for that gaming truck, I probably would have never met, Liam. So
Gaming Truck was fire, bro. And
exactly.
we got to get him on fantasy because he's legitimately the greatest Clemson person that we know, better than Trevor Lawrence, better than Dabo Sweeney. And he was on fantasy because he was asking us for a while, hey, can we join fantasy? Could join fantasy? Because we had that pre-trial type shit, and we had only four people the first year. And then I think your brother, like I did business talks with him and it was like, oh, you like fantasy? Come join our league. You know what I mean?
And me and I think it was weeks 4 and 12 or 13 is where we faced. We beat each other once. I think the first time I came back, because if it wasn't for Kenneth Walker, he probably would sweat me this season. But the second time he actually got me because his team was so fucking loaded, honestly. I saw Mike Evans sitting there. I was like, oh, maybe I had a chance to get him because my notifications were being weird for some reason. Because I even know Mike Evans was dropped. I was like, let me go pick him up. And then all of a sudden, I see him on my team. I was like, oh, of course, my fucking brother got him. And then
He was a
he's more OP. I'm like, shit.
swiper, bro. And he wasn't even at the draft party because I think he was doing a camping trip with his boys, right?
Yeah, they went to Pennsylvania.
And he was driving, and I think his boys picked his team for him because he
Yeah.
couldn't while he was driving. That makes it even more legendary. He didn't even like, they were probably like, they were probably in the back
Yeah.
and he was in the front, and they're like, yo, bro, you want to get CeeDee Lamb or do you want to get, Ja'Marr Chase? I'll get CD. So that's badass, bro. He was
Yeah.
driving and picking up a banger ass team
Yeah.
and then won in the end. Cause I'll never forget, I text him because, he gets up early for work.
Yeah.
He's a badass motherfucker. And he was like, I probably won't be awake when it happens. But with me being the commish, I really wanted to get the money away. I was like, I'm not winning. I gotta get it out of the Peterson Palace.
Exactly.
And I remember I texted you, I was like, I'm here to deliver the package, and he won it because we almost had the repeat
Yeah,
champion, you know?
exactly.
Was it last year, you and Gavin, right in the final, I think?
No, it was no, I faced Gavin in the semifinal, and basically last year and this year, and I got the same result. He beat the fucking crap out of
He
me.
almost backed it. He almost did some dynasty shit, bro.
Oh my
What did
God.
he like? He lost like the four straight, and then he won like what was the run that he almost went on?
So if I can remember, I think he was 0-3 to start. I was 3-0, and then week 4 started, and he won. And then I noticed that he's starting to win. So he started to go on the 8-game winning streak. I saw, I'm like, holy fuck, he's catching up to me and my brother. I'm like, how's this even happening? But it's like, That's what I love about that man. I call him the sneaky assassin, because you never know what he's gonna do. And then like shout out to Gavin, but that was incredible, the run that he was on, like from 0-3, like potential, like, oh, when you start like that, it's like, oh, your team's not gonna make the playoffs. But he kept the faith, and then look, he was in the fucking finals. So it was like, what the fuck?
He was locked in. That's a perfect analogy, the silent assassin. Because every time when we would wake up and it'd be like, 3 a.m. transaction by Gavin. Yo, and he was locked in the lab. And remember the things that he would do for each opponent? He would change the name for the opponent. Like he put Tommy touchdown 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Down with the pinto.
Yes.
I love that one.
That was so funny, bro. That was so hilarious. And then it was one of the greatest runs I ever saw.
Yeah.
It reminded me of, I had like a Mickey Mouse type ring one year.
Yeah.
Where one of my boys didn't want the person that I was facing.
Yeah.
In the semifinals to win,
yeah,
or something like that. So he self-sabotaged his own team to make me go to the finals or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then that's my Mickey Mouse ring. That's like the 2020 LeBron ring, you know?
Yeah.
And you were giving out some legendary shout outs. You deserve a shout out, because you ever have those random realizations when you're talking to someone, like a thing pops in your brain. It's like, oh, I gotta give this man his flowers. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. I gotta support my people out there. You know what I mean? They deserve the love too. So it's like, you know, I'm always that guy. So I'm like proud of everyone, you know, just keep doing your thing out there.
And you're about to get love from me, no homo. But the shout out that I have to give you is I'm looking at you right now, my friend. And when I was coming up with ideas, you know, for stuff to talk about on the podcast, because, you know, it's good to have ideas ready, but knowing us, we also have the best of both ready, where it's like our conversations flow so well. And I know that every other guest that's going to be on, the conversation is going to flow so well as well, with or without ideas.
Yeah.
But one of the things I was doing was looking at old pictures of us.
Yeah.
And I went on TikTok, rest in peace, TikTok. And one of the TikToks on there was you sucking the helium at Massasoit.
God, that was, oh my, that's when I had the curls on. Now I got like a buzz cut. I need a haircut. Shit.
Hey, you still look legendary. You still look legendary.
But it's like, yeah, that's one of the most iconic moments I had. I'm like, yeah, it might not have a million likes or something, but like, hey, I'm on TikTok, so fuck it.
What was it? It was like, It's Britney. No, not Britney, bitch. It's
like, run, bitch, run, or something like that.
Bitch, run. Oh, yeah. Then the voice change at the end, you know? And I was looking at it and I was like, bro, I'm proud of my guy, Tony, for many reasons.
Yeah.
One of the reasons being the legendary weight journey that you were on. Yes, I'm so proud. Let me give you a dap for that, bro.
Yes, sir. The weight loss journey was real. Honestly, I loved it. So I think 2016 and 2018 were like the 2 years where I faced depression. And I think the 2016 one was the buildup pressure of high school, where like I think it just finally got to me. And same, it was like 2018 as well. But like, even though it was like a year after I graduated from high school, I felt like it still kind of hit me as well. Plus, it caused me to, like, overeat. I started gaining all this weight. I didn't look good in any of, like, the photos that were, like, taken of me. And I was, like, with the help with my friend Giselle, and also my dad was also a part of it as well. I forgot to mention that. And I was, like, you know, let's do this. Let's lose all this, lose these pounds. And I started eating healthier. I drink green tea more. I started working out. And then I started to notice from friends, I was like, oh, your face looks different. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. I was like, oh, really? I'm like, my face looks different? Like, is there a fucking mirror? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, I started to notice the difference to myself. And I just kept going and going and going for months. And then it was like fall 2019, I would say, is when I started to get the realization, like, oh, man, this dude really lost all this weight. And then I was like, yes, of like the challenge was so successful. But even though it was successful, like even till this day, like I'm still continuing. And again, like I'm still gonna keep doing this no matter what, because I want to live a long, healthy, happier life. And honestly, if like 2019 was probably like one of the best years for the weight loss journey. And I mean, look at this. I'm like, look at me. I got facial hair. I got all this. I'm like, this is probably the best I've ever looked in a long time. So
I'm
I'm
proud of
really
you.
grateful. Thank you.
I'm proud of you because I think I was talking to Chris recently, and I was talking about how you gain knowledge from certain things with friends, especially close friends. And I think one of the many things that I learned from you was better on fitness, because a lot of people that are listening to this right now know that I have had a history with food. I used to have a great ass metabolism where I would like eat everything and not gain weight and look like a toothpick. I miss those days. But once COVID happened, I continued the eating process, but then it was starting to pack the pounds till it got to the point where literally, I think this past May, we were like FaceTiming someone, I think at Caden's house, and I'm no, not Caden's house, at Chris's house. And I looked at myself on the camera and I was like, as Conor McGregor would say, who the fuck is that guy? And I was like, I need to make a change, you know? And one of the inspirations I got was from you. So I did a bunch of cardio. I did a bunch of cardio. I almost said cardio deficit. I did calorie deficit, you know? And I did it from May to September. And I'm gonna be completely honest, the cold weather has stopped it a little tiny bit. But we're still going as long as I'm not the way I was before. But I wanted to let you know that you're one of the inspirations that I got for it. So I need to let you know about that, my friend.
Yo, thank you. I appreciate that, especially hearing from that. It really brings a lot of heart to me. Especially, I'm literally inspiring someone to lose weight, especially from a close friend like you. And like you said, like you looked at yourself. I looked at myself like, you know this character? I'm like, who the fuck is this? I'm like, is this was really me? And I'll look at myself now, like, holy fuck, damn, I'm handsome.
See, I love that you have that confidence. I love that. 'Cause some people, they'll lose the weight and still be like, this is not the way I want it to be, you know? But gladly, we're confident in each other's bodies and know that we got to continue going, because if we don't, then we'll get comfortable and be like, you know what? Let's watch this NFL game and eat the whole bag of Doritos, brother.
Me, when I watch NFL games now, I just eat like a bowl of frozen grapes or some like vegetables or something like that. It's those old days where I used to eat fucking junk food all of a sudden is fucking over now.
'Cause you didn't you get the frozen grapes thing from like your coworker, right? I think.
A coworker of mine, he told me that like he will buy like a pack of grapes, like in those either like in the bag or that little like plastic container or something like that. He puts it like in the freezer, he keeps it there for hours, and then like when once you eat them, it's like it still tastes so sweet. Until this day, I'm actually still doing that. Like honestly, I might do that when I go fucking home tonight, yo. I'm like you like especially like not the green ones, but I think it's like those reddish type of grapes. The sweet in it is really good. I mean, I recommend trying it. Honestly, it's you're if you love it, if you really love it, you keep eating them, you're gonna become addicted to it. That's why I am right now. I'm addicted to those frozen grapes. I'm like, shout out to that coworker.
That's right. Because it's crazy how much time can change. Because there were times where I don't remember who I was talking to. They were like, Thomas, do you remember the times where we would go to like insert crazy restaurant here? And then after I'd be like, there's more to be done. I think we got to go to the Weymouth Friendlies and get a large ice cream. It's helping us.
You talk about friendlies. How about some of the most popular places?
Oh, you know what's funny?
Oliveras.
I actually went there yesterday with Chris.
Oh my God, what did you get on your plate?
I got so the pasta was calling my name, but that was the smallest part, gladly. But I got the chicken, the steak, which is good for the protein. I got white rice, which I wish was brown rice, but could be worse. And I remember the time when Chris was like, I ain't going to that damn steakhouse. And then he went for the birthday. I got it to go. He was in the car. He was just chilling. But just looking back, And he was like, I ain't going to that damn steakhouse because understandably it's expensive.
Exactly. Yep.
And then that's where we had that legendary photo shoot where you posted the stuff on Instagram in front of the plants and stuff.
Oh my God. That shout out to Josh Epps, one of the best photographers I've ever seen. Those photos came out super nice. I'm like, look at myself. I'm like, I had the curls for like, what I would say for about like 6 years. So I think it was from 2018 to 2024, where at some point I had to cut off because, you know, curls is a lot of work and I didn't want to deal with it anymore. So I decided to cut out to make it a buzz cut. And then when I look at it, I'm like, wow, like this is what I look like with the buzz cut. And like, it looks super nice. And it's just wow. It's, I kind of love it.
You look better than your idol, Chris Breezy. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yo, honestly, when it comes to looks, he's definitely like my idol. That's why I've always wanted to sing like him. Well, I suck at dancing.
I've seen you at the Riv, you know, you'd be killing it. I see you.
A little bit of dancing, but it's mostly like the singing. Like his vocals are one of the hardest I like, you know, try to do. But obviously the hidden part, which I'm not gonna mention.
That's right. But, you would never do that.
I would never do that
because you want to know why? Because LSG.
Oh yeah.
We don't condone that. You know, we don't. Yeah. That's right. Linwood Street Group for the kiddos and Linwood Street Gang for the people who are 21 plus. You know.
Exactly. It's like a. One of the 21 plus club, the exclusive club.
That's right. Or also like those stuff that we got at Burlington, members only. You know what I mean? That's a fire photo shoot. And speaking of photo shoot, I know you were mentioning Josh's amazing photos because he's taken some of the greatest posts I've ever posted.
Exactly.
His phone is so underrated. What phone does he have? He has
Google Pixel. Definitely. I'm thinking like, yo, is it, I was like, yo, Apple needs to put their fucking game. Like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, their camera quality is good. It's just by Google Pixel is just on a whole new level. Honestly, mm-hmm. it feels like realistic. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
It feels like you're actually there, which is insane.
Because I remember when one of the many legendary things that we've done recently, when we went to the House of Blues to the Barstool event and we were there for the awards. And then Dave Portnoy comes out and he's like, sorry, guys, I didn't know the tickets were this expensive. So what you guys can do is if you guys are down after, you guys can come down and say hello to us. But I thought it was from a distance type thing. And remember when we came down and we saw one of the people working at House of Blues and there was the two girls next to us.
Yeah.
And they knew people that were employees there. So they got the VIP. I remember when me and you were like, yeah, we know them, when we really don't.
Yeah.
So then the guys were like, yeah, why don't you just go text them and they'll meet you after or some shit like that. They didn't believe us.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I can't get a picture with Dave because he's one of the top celebrities. You know, it's Ye, Punk, Rogan, Portnoy. And I just came up with a fifth one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever told you this. Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee, bro, that dude's a dog in his pocket.
He's feeling it. Exactly. Who knows? Maybe when the Peterson podium comes big, we'll have him on there.
You know? My.
Ooh. That'd be legendary. We'll have him sign it, you know?
Yo, it's nice to have him sign them. I don't know, like right here. I saw her in the back of that. Yo.
That would be legendary. And we went down there and we were like, oh my fucking gosh, they're actually letting us in and stuff. Yeah. And we said hi to all the people. And we were the only non-Barstool employees in the bathroom. Do you remember that? We had Frank the Tank come out of the urinal.
Yeah.
Big Cat was in there taking a piss right next to you, I think, or some shit like that. And then I was thinking, it's good to see these people, but where the fuck's Dave?
Yeah.
You know, and he comes out from the back with his Regina slice. And I'm already wearing the Team Portnoy shirt. And he's taking pictures of people. So I was like, fuck yeah, here we go. Here we go. Take the picture. My teeth were wide open. And because we were talking about the phones with the camera quality.
Yeah.
The way my phone is, the light was coming down. So it looked like there was like some like dark food on my teeth.
Yeah, it looks like a piece of vegetable like on there. Yeah.
Exactly. And I was like, there's no way I've waited all these years just to make it look like there's something on my teeth. So I lied to him and said that my phone died. As you were taking a photo, he's probably wondering whose fucking phone is he taking it with then? You know what I mean? So I was thinking Josh's phone would never have done that, you know?
Exactly.
And it's weird, the angles with the phones, bro, because wasn't there some crazy stuff that happened when we met Jaylen Brown, right?
Jaylen, oh my God. Like the whole breakdown of that day was wild, but we still made it successful. It's successful. It's like episode of Seinfeld, kind of, where they plan on doing something, but there's always some shenanigans that always get in the fucking way. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. But it's like kind of like what we did. It was a rainy day, like basically throughout the whole day. We couldn't take the green line because everyone knew that if they took the green line, they would easily get to Newberry Street, just like that. So we had to wait outside in the rain. I had a haircut the day before, so it kind of fucked up my haircut a little bit.
Oh yeah.
And we was on the bus, you know, just waiting. I was like, oh God, the rain gets bad. We hear someone getting upset on the bus.
He was like, I am late for work. I am late for work.
Oh yeah.
And he just kept dooming it like an alarm clock.
Yeah.
I am late for work, as if it was gonna do anything. And he was at the loudest volume.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you ain't changing anything, brother, you know? And we were trying not to laugh. I was like, bro, it was so funny.
We were, yeah, also that, but like a little bit, you know, a little bit concerning at the same time.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, it's because like it could be something serious, like you never know. But other than that, we took the train. We had to walk in the rain because like we were confused on like where to go and all that. And then mm-hmm. we met up with our boys Chris and Ty.
Thank God they were there.
You saw how long that long ass line that we saw over there. It was this. I thought we weren't even gonna meet. I think it was only what, from 2 to 4.
Yeah, I think they cut off a certain part of the line, and thank God they were there because we went with them. And then if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have, you know?
Exactly. And and always it's always the last minute. Like it's always the last minute. Like literally because we have to go like super quick. I'm like, oh fuck. I'm like, I wanna talk to him a little bit. I was like, I can't. I was like, I just shook his hand. I'm like, and then after that, we I was like, yes, we fucking did it.
And we'd even like, I don't think some people realize how expensive it was. They thought it was just a free meet and greet. You go in there, they're like, where's your Apple Pay? The $200 collectible shirt. And I was down for it, but there were these like families that were like, what? I didn't know about this, you know?
Yeah.
And I think some people swiped up and they asked me if it was AI. I was like, there's no way I waited all those hours in the rain just for some people to think that picture was AI. That was actually JB, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's Jaylen Brown. Like, yeah, I even have I can show people with me shaking his hand. I'm like, bro, that's not AI. That I'm really actually shaking his hand. I'm like, bro, I mean, and it was crazy now that you mentioned Jaylen Brown is because, like, the Celtics were on this incredible season, like last season. And then he ends up winning the Conference Finals MVP and also NBA Finals MVP. And it got us thinking back, like, bro, we actually met him before the season started, and then he's doing all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
maybe it was the power of us. Maybe we helped him.
Exactly. LSG was helping him out.
That's right. Bro, I'm just now realizing this, all this time that we were talking about Jaylen, realizing that I have the Celtics jersey on, and not only that, where it matches with the logo. I, honest to God, didn't even plan that. I was like, what the fuck?
I know.
I was like, what?
And now to look at it, like, you're wearing my favorite color. Green is actually my favorite color because that's always pure luck.
That's right, because exactly. I had the biggest brain fart because, you know, I have every guest that's going to be on here sign the back. And I was like, oh, any color, which one do you want to use? And I was like, oh, I should have known green was his top one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with the Celtics, bro, this is one of the greatest seasons that we ever had. The one before, the one prior.
Yeah.
Because all those times that we had those story moments, people ask me, how did it come? A lot of it was the ads popped up on the social medias, like literally like an hours before. And we went to, what was it? The watch parties. Shout out to our boy, Tim. He put us on to the Big Night Live watch parties, bro.
Yeah. Oh my bro. That from Like game one, I was like, you know, I've never been to like a watch party. Maybe I have, but who knows? It's probably been a while. But like, I actually went to a Celtics watch party. I was like, you know, let me see what the vibe is like. You know, it was the first round, game one. It was like, oh no, there wasn't really a lot of people because you know it's the first round. So I was like, wow, this is the experience. I'm like, there's a big screen. Like we got all these Celtics fans watching, like disappointing, repping your team, and then we're like celebrating every time they have a big shot. The best one. It was the Pacers one. I do definitely remember that game one when Jaylen Brown hit that game tying three, and we went fucking psycho. I usually don't sweat while watching like a game, but that was one of the games that I actually fucking sweat. I was on the fucking floor. I was like, finally, this game is fucking over.
Exactly.
It was, oh man, yo, the watch party was just so fun from start to finish.
Some people I think were leaving because they thought the game was over.
Yeah.
And then, bro, I think someone had to have it recorded. The place, like you said, went crazy, bro. It was wild. And the perfect thing about that room, it was so big, like you said, huge screen. The
Yeah.
food was amazing. I'll never forget there was a time where before they knew how to do the assembly line for food,
Yeah.
I thought it was free because it worked went with a mission. I don't know if you were there with me. I
Yeah.
saw these bomb ass tenders and fries.
Yeah.
I just picked it up and walked away
Yeah.
because I didn't know that you had to pay for it. So I
Yeah.
was grubbing and I was like, wow, why does it taste so good? Maybe because it was free,
Yeah.
but I didn't know. And they have all the windows for anyone who's probably never been to Big Night Live. They have the windows you could see all throughout the TD Garden, North Station area.
Oh, yeah.
And the first time that we did the watch parties, NBC 10 was out there. Do you remember
Yeah.
that? And they were like, we're looking for Celtics fans to interview. And I came out and I was like, you guys still looking for people? You know?
I'm like, yeah, oh, I think Chris Forsberg was definitely one of the people that I met during the watch party during those watch parties, because I was like watching him on TV when I was at my client's house, and then I was like, wow, like I see this, I've been seeing this guy recently. I'm like, oh, because you know it's playoff time, so he's probably covering it. And then who would have thought that I would actually meet him at some point during the playoffs, and I actually definitely have a picture with him on my camera
There
roll.
you go.
You know, my camera roll is kind of
Well,
crazy.
much, much better than mine. Mine is so like crazy. You can actually figure out yours because I have too much screenshots. Can't tell
Yeah,
what's what.
I don't know if you guys can see, but this is, oops,
Oh, is that a low battery? Oh.
yeah, but this is the guy right here. Yeah, it's yeah, so that's him right there. But again, it was so, the celebrity magic is real. Like honestly, what we did for the past couple of years now
It's
is been,
wild, bro.
yeah.
Do you remember what's it called? People have called me this word. It's a good word, don't worry. But I think it goes like spontaneous or something like that. Like if you get a random call from Thomas Peterson, it's like, oh, he's got something cooking.
Yeah.
I think that was the case for the Connecticut Sopranos thing that we did. Because I
Yeah.
think it was like an in real life podcast in front of a crowd with three like characters. And we were trying to finesse, we were trying to find a close ass seat, but then they were like, oh fuck, they're on to us. They're on to us. And then I tried to ask a question, and they were like, oh, sorry, only 11 people. That's an odd number. That's weird. I was the 12th person. And then you know me, they were doing the VIP stuff, and I didn't have a VIP pass. So I was asking these rich Connecticut people, they're like, can I use your VIP pass? They're like, I don't know if you can use it twice. And I was like, oh my gosh, bro. So, but I wore the suit because then that way they will think I'm official. So then Chris, not our boy Chris Flan, but Chris from The Sopranos. Yeah, sure, let's get a picture real quick. And then remember the staff was so crazy at Connecticut. They were like acting like it was like a military base. They were like being too crazy for no reason. And then I look around, I'm like, I'm never coming back here again.
I know, yo, it's like they probably have headphones, like, yeah, this kid needs to go. Yeah, he's on the West. Yeah,
Be
yeah. I'm like, he shouldn't even be here at all. I'm like, yeah, it's like, yeah, fuck y'all. I got my picture, fuck y'all.
that's right, brother. That's right. Bro, it's absolutely insane the run that we've been on
Yeah,
and more to come. You know what I
definitely,
mean?
yeah.
Because if I remember correctly, were you with me when I met World of T-Shirts at Gillette, right?
Yes, it was. I never thought he would come. And like, I never thought he would be in. I thought he'd be like in Boston. I'm like, what the fuck's he doing in Foxborough?
Well, that's the thing. He tried to trick people, whether he did it on purpose or not. He put Boston as the geotag on the TikTok. But then I was like, wait, I ride or die for Patriots Place. That is a bar at Patriots Place. So then we were kind of in the area, me, you, and Chris. So we drive over there. But he went bar hopping because I don't know if you've seen his videos. He loves to drink everywhere,
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? So he must have went to a different bar. So he posted one 2 minutes before at this bar that I've never seen before. And I called Harold and I was like, Harold, what is this logo that I see on his video? And he's big on the esports. So he was like, that's the esports team. So I was like, wait, that's the esports bar right next to the movie theater
Yeah.
that I didn't even think was still open. And he was there. And he was like, what does B-A- fuck. What does BANNED mean on Tinder? Remember? He was saying the same stuff.
God, I'm like, yeah, lay off the alcohol, bro.
That's
I'm like, that
right.
might be
That's
the reason
right.
why. Like,
I could not believe it, bro.
yeah.
And people thought that I had connections, which I have some connections, but they thought I was like close with like Hollywood or something.
Yeah.
I remember when me and Harold were in New Hampshire because he was working this audio thing, whatever, for shows there, and he was pulling out the van. And then I was like, Harold, you need to get the fuck out of that van right now because I came out of the bathroom and all of a sudden I saw this big bright light and it was Theo Vaughn taking pictures of people. And I was like, what the fuck? And that's where it all started.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. So then he comes up to us and I'm too starstruck because that's when it was new to me. I was like, whoa, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I wasn't thinking straight. And he's like, yeah, we got two motherfuckers over here. And I was just like, yeah, you're right. I just basically called myself a motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was too like starstruck. And actually, that wasn't the first one. Do you remember the first one?
Our first celebrity magic.
Yep.
Stephen A. Motherfucking Smith.
Wait, I forgot about that one. I was thinking because we were talking about Celtics.
Yeah.
I was talking about Mr. Logan, but we can get to who Mr. Logan is after that
Yeah.
because I bet people definitely don't know who Mr. Logan is. The Stephen A one, what year was that?
That was 2021. It was like a year after COVID. You showed me something and that said, oh, Stephen A. Smith is gonna be at our high school. And I was like, shit, I'm down for that. I'm like, it. I was like, it was gonna be. I was like, man, are we really gonna take this? Are we really gonna take a picture, Stephen A? Because we all know that he's popular when it comes to like the sports world. And when the thing was over, he like all everyone started coming up to him. I was like, oh fuck, everyone knows that he's famous and all that shit. I'm like, oh fuck. I was like, all right, let me stand by this black car that he was at. Where that because he had to go to New York for the playoff coverage, and I was like, "Hey, yo, Stephen A, can I take a quick pic?" I was like, yeah, "We took the pic." It was like the first time a celebrity ever gave me a tap in the back, and I was like, "Oh my God!" I'm like, "What should I do, Sean? What should I do?" But man, but I think I recall that was my like first celebrity magic.
That was absolutely legendary, Bear Book, because there were people that were trying to there were people that were really trying to get that picture. There was actually someone who was talking shit about Stephen A before he came over there. He's like, oh, he's fake. He's got the worst takes. But then when he came over there after he was done with his speech to go to, like you said, New York for NBA coverage, then he was acting all different. He's like, Stephen A, can you sign my boxing
Oh,
glove?
that is fucking bullshit,
That's some
bro.
snake shit, bro.
Bro, that is, God, bro, that's the definition of fake.
That's right.
I'm like, what? I'm like, yo, like, you use your words. I'm like, bro, come on. I'm like, don't be saying all that fucking bullshit, bro.
And we got that picture, thank God we did, because I was worried that at least one of us wasn't going to, because it was kind of like a little mob over there.
Yeah.
And thank God we did. And then we enjoyed some bomb ass, what was it? I think it was Town Spot Pizza, right?
Town spot, yes,
That was
sir.
legendary. And then I think that was our last like celebrity content until 2 years later
Yeah.
when it was my last day at Ashfield. And it fell on the same day that me, you, and Chris took a trip to Chicago. Amazing place. And then on our way over there, this is when it was Fat Tommy. I was looking at those Haribo gummy bears. It was calling my name.
Yeah.
And then Chris, he's a big college basketball guy. And he was like, "That guy looks familiar." And I was like, "Oh shit, who is he?" He searched it up. Jordan fucking Walsh. It was insane.
Oh, Jordan. Oh, yeah, Jordan Walsh. Because I was like, yeah, and he's probably like, oh, because you know the NBA draft was like coming up, so he's probably, oh, he probably did like a workout with the Celtics and all that, and I also took a picture with him as well, and then a week later, coincidentally, he ends up getting drafted by the fucking Celtics. I'm like, bro, something, bro, like God is always on our side, like through anything. I was like, God, this was meant to like, this was actually meant to happen.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think he was on like FaceTime with this girl, and I was like, "Hey, don't mean to interrupt, but I was wondering if I can get a picture with you." You know what I mean? And that was like the first time. I don't even think he had his AirPods in or whatever, so I can like hear her. Gladly they weren't arguing or anything. So would have felt bad like interrupting. But I think that was definitely like the first time. You know what I mean? Like he was pretty nice, I think, right? If I remember correctly.
He was pretty chill. He did let us take the picture, which was very nice of him, but I don't know if you also remember, but it was also the same airport where Jack Jones was also arrested. I don't know if
Wasn't
you
that the
remember.
same day, right?
It was somewhat almost the same exact day, or maybe it was like the day after
Something
or
like
something like
that.
that. Yeah.
That's insane. And speaking of, talented like sports players that start with the letter J, I just realized this. It just came to my cranium just now.
Yeah.
Were you with me with the Jalen Hurts stuff at training camp? That
That
was an
yes,
underrated moment.
that was I will never forget that. I've never been to a joint practice until that time. I think it was, I believe, it was in August. It was around like mid-August or something like that. Never been to a joint practice, but shit, there was a lot of people there. I was not expecting it, but I mean, it's the Patriots, so they're kind of well known with, with stuff like this. And then when I saw Jalen Hurts coming up, I'm like, I'm getting pushed in the back by a bunch of people. I'm like, oh my God, like, bro, like, what the fuck is it? Like, we got grown men pushing fucking kids for a fucking autograph. I'm like, chill the fuck out, please. I'm like, he's only a football player. By the way, you're not ripping the fuck. Oh my God, I don't know. I was flabbergasted.
That's a good word. That just reminded me of the time with the NBC thing when they were over there, and I think it was me, you, Josh, Gavin, and Chris, a full stack car. And that was when they do the pink slip with the people for the schools and with the budget deficit or whatever with the Brockton schools. So that got me out of the job at Asheville, and I found out they were at BHS, and I was like, "You know what? We're in the area, so fuck it, I'm gonna go over there." I went over there and I acted dumb. I was like, "Wait, why are you guys here?" "Oh, sir, we're here for there's a budget deficit meeting, something that happened with the Brockton Public Schools." So I kept acting dumb and I was like, "Wait, I'm one of the ones that they laid off. Are you serious?" And I had, of course, the one shirt I was wearing for a news interview was the drunk Tom Brady Bucks shirt. And it was on NBC, and I couldn't think of a certain word to say. So I just said the first word that came out of my brain when they asked me, "What were your thoughts when you got the pink slip?" I was like, "I was f completely flabbergasted. I was so flabbergasted." I didn't even know where that, I don't think I ever said that word before then, but of course I said it on a fucking interview. You know what I mean? And you know one moment that I was flabbergasted about?
What's up?
I'm gonna give you two words. Darrelle Revis.
Oh my, you brought back so much from everything about that. It's I think before that we was at Gillette I think it was like during the same week, or it could have been like a week before. We saw a Ty Law like signing thing. I think it was like a some sort of meet and greet or
Stuff for
something.
like his vodka or something, I think.
At first, we had a hard time. We're like, where the fuck is this? Where the fuck is this? Where is this going on? And I'm like, is outside it's raining, so oh, they must have doing it inside. It was like we checked everywhere, and then I think it was a was Splitsville, I think, was that the name of it?
Oh, the polling place, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, wait, he's right. I'm like, whoa. Like, did Rob Reeves is here? I'm like, I didn't even know those two even knew each
I
other.
think, didn't he like walk? Like, I think it was like a rainy day, and we were like, oh, we got everyone, but we didn't get one of the greatest corners of all time. We didn't get Revis, and he walked like in our vicinity. And I was like, are you serious? We were just talking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because, like, I got to sign football from Ty Law, which was good, even though he tried to press the sign because, like, again, it was raining outside, shit like that. But at least he's like, you know, he signed it, and very cool guy. Like, I'm glad I got to meet him. And then what's crazy about the Derivas thing you mentioned, he's like one. He played in the NFL, but yeah, well, like where the fuck was the security? It's
Yeah.
like he was there was like barely nobody. It was like nobody around. Like, oh, well, this is like a piece of fucking cake. I'm like, can you stop my football? I was like, oh, he couldn't. I was like, oh, can you take a flick? I'm like. Even better, I was holding a football where Ty Law signed. I'm like, yes. I'm like, two for one. I'm like, yes.
Exactly. There was an event, I think that same day they had it at what's it, the Scorpion Bar, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of the places that one of your greatest friend groups ever called the Riv Crew.
Oh, yes.
That's where we had a legendary moment for the legendary Sean for his birthday.
Exactly.
And that must be one of the greatest like moments of the year for you when you have two of your biggest friend groups, the Riv Crew and LSG,
Yeah.
come together for Marshfield Fair. Like, what goes through your head with that? Like, when that happens, it must be like cloud nine type shit.
Yeah, it's wow, I got two groups that I hang out with close like together. It's something that I've never experienced that before because you know I was never really in a friend group like in high school, like college definitely. But like just to have two of them, I feel like a celebrity or some shit like that. I'm like, oh
You
shit.
are, you are.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I hang out with two groups, meet each other at one. I'm like, wow. I'm like, what a special moment that was. I'm like, that's that. I was like, that was really incredible.
I think of many things when people say words that I love, like you saying incredible,
Yeah.
reminded me of even more incredible stuff that we did. Of we were talking about interest. And we're talking about football. And I thought to myself, self, what the fuck are you thinking, self? Because we're talking about football. There's another sport that Thomas really loves, and that's wrestling. And I'm sitting side by, well, not side by side, but across the table from you. And I'm thinking about three letters, AEW. Let's just say, you know how they have the Wikipedia pages for the stuff?
Yeah.
They should put us as the new presidents on the Wikipedia page
Yeah.
for the DCU Center.
Oh my
'Cause
God.
we own that fucking place, bro. We own that place.
I think I remember like we after it was all over, I was like, oh man, I want to meet Edge. I was like, I've been a big fan of him for a long time. And then we tried to scope out was like, you know. We were like, is there anybody there? It was like, but it's like, fuck, like you said, it's like fucking, it was like a military base. Like, there's always like one in each corner. I'm like, oh, fuck, you got the snipers all over
Exactly.
the fucking stadium. I'm like, oh shit, I'm like, we got it.
But before that was our show. Do you
Yeah.
remember what happened?
What happened?
When we were like going through all the mid stuff, and for some reason in Worcester, they didn't sell chocolate because you know me, I'm a chocolate whore.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get some M&Ms. We don't sell chocolate here. What the fuck you mean you don't sell chocolate here? It's like the SpongeBob thing. Chocolate! That's how I was feeling. And we went over there and we sat at this random like side table and chair. And then I was like, I randomly thought, you know what? Let me go on Ticketmaster and see if there's any available seats ringside. There were two front row, literally the closest seats you possibly can to the side.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Why not?
Yeah.
And there was like those people who were working on like who lets people go to the floor seats or not. And there was this guy who I think was like an OG, and he was actually physically walking people to their seats so that way they knew where to go.
Yeah.
And when he moved his post, me and you scurry on by, and we sat at those seats because we knew no one was going to take them. You know what I mean? It was literally like 15 minutes before the event happened.
Yeah.
So we were there and we were front row. And that was crazy.
I know, right? And I tried to do that same thing with, I think I tried to do that with the Chris Brown concert that I went to by myself. By the way, one of the best by myself trips I ever did.
Good shit.
Because I've been waiting 17 years to see that man perform live. And I wish I sat a little bit closer. So when you mentioned the Ticketmaster strategy, mm-hmm. I wanted to do it. But at the same time, it was like, oh, fuck. There's so much security on the ground floor. So I was like, oh, how was I able to do this? Plus, I was like sweating. I was like trying to find I was like going there. I was like, oh man, let me just go back to the balcony. I'm done sweating. Let me just enjoy the fucking show. I'm like,
I wish your boy had cheaper meet and greets. Those shits, what is it, like $1,000 or some shit like that?
So the album was $1,111, right? So the
oh god, the don't
tickets were 11.
Oh no, no,
1,100.
Oh god,
and you know what's crazy? Because this year, I don't know if he's doing a tour again, but this year will be the 20th anniversary where he started doing, like, where he first became popular. It was, like, since 05. You know, 05, we met.
I wonder, we might be older. Our friendship might be older than his popularity. That's crazy.
If you think about it, but, yeah. It was. But who knows? If he comes back, maybe this is the time where I actually finally meet him. Who knows?
That's true.
It's still early in the year. Who knows what can happen?
That's what I like. What's crazy about it being a new year, there's certain things from our childhood that's no longer there. Starting the new year, that Stop and Shop, bro. The childhood Stop and Shop. And speaking of money, bro, because I know you were talking about how expensive the Chris Breezy stuff was.
Yeah.
Remember when we went into the back and it was like the very last day and it was so chill that I was literally walking out with cake. I was going to return it.
Yeah.
And I did, but I literally walked out of the store without buying a cake and no one did anything. That's how chill it was.
Yeah.
And we went to the side and they had that carriage with all the gift cards, bro. And that was insane.
I was like, is there a Chipotle? I like to eat healthy. So is there like Chipotle or anywhere in this car? I'm like, is there like a Subway? I'm like, there's an Xbox card. Let me take that one. Let me spend $50 on buying a new game or some shit like that.
Like all those gift cards probably equal up to like how like expensive that meet and greet is. Cause there was like thousands of gift cards. That shit was insane, bro.
Yeah. And then I think I got a reply from a friend of mine. I was like, oh, did you buy all those gift cards? I was like, oh, because I had like this. I was like, oh. And then, yeah, like I mentioned, I got the reply from a friend. Oh, did you buy all those gift cards? I'm like, no, it was just for like a photo. I'm like, I ain't got that kind of money to buy all that shit.
Didn't they have like rare places like Chuck E. Cheese and shit like that? I think.
Yeah.
It's like that's rare for our area.
It's speaking of that, I haven't seen that shit in a minute. I'm like,
And you want to know what? Gladly, you haven't seen in a minute.
What's up?
Those FedEx vibes. I'm so glad you're out of there, bro.
Oh my god. Oh, because it's like, you know, it's like I gotta move on to better things, you know. I was not at the best version of myself. Like, I know, like, because you know when we hang out, it's you may see me as like, you know, happy, but like behind the scenes, because like, you know, like when you see actors like on TV, it's like, oh, they're like, oh, you see them as happy, they're having a good time, but behind the scenes is like a whole different shit show. Mm-hmm. And that was like with me. I was so tired. I was frustrated. I was angry. I was just not me, honestly. And ever since I left, I started to go back. It reversed back to my old self, and I've been much happier, like more confident, like ever since then. So, you know, moving on to bigger, better things. You know, that's how life is. So.
I'm proud of you for moving forward, because I remember there'd be times where I'd give you those random business calls and it was during the holiday season. And you'd be like, I'd really love to hang out with all you guys. But you had like those early holiday hours. I was like, damn, bro. Because you would have to go in like at the crack ass of dawn, right?
Yeah.
I remember those times. And now it's like, what's the word? It's like maybe like a passing of the torch, because as you and most of the people that are listening, no, I used to work with kids and now it's like switch because I'll never work at FedEx. Fuck FedEx because, you know, my guy T deserves better. But what I mean is I don't work with kids anymore and now you do. And I think that's so cool to think about. You know what I mean?
Yo, the passing the torch. I'm like, yo, I feel honored again. I'm like, shit. I'm like, let the blessings keep
You
coming.
deserve it. You deserve it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
'Cause we know a lot of employees at many different places. I was saving that burp. I was wondering when it was gonna come out. Finally came out. And I think it's CVS Sheila is definitely one of the employees at a place that we know. 'Cause I always get questions about who's that elderly lady that you guys take pictures with? And did you ever find out how we met her? Did you ever hear the story about it?
It has something to do with you and Josh, right? What, like, you guys, I think it's been a while, but it has something to do with you and Josh definitely meeting her
Yeah,
somewhere.
we got out of work at the Boys and Girls Club when we both worked there, and we somehow ended up in Stoughton. I don't know how. And this is Fat Thomas. I was looking at all the Reese's and I was like, which one do I pick? Because there's so many different flavors. And she was like, is everything okay, guys? I was like, yeah, I'm picky about my Reese's, you know? And we didn't see her for 6 months after. And understandably, when we came back the second time, she didn't really remember who we were because we were just random like customers to her. And now, fast forward all these times, we give her Town Spa, we give her the Easter eggs. What flavor were those again?
Was it like marshmallow or something like that?
Something and maple,
Maple syrup? Maple something, I forgot.
maple C,
Maple syrup, maple
cream,
syrup,
maple,
cream,
yeah,
maple cream.
yes, maple cream.
Yeah, you know how, didn't we say like that was like super rare to find or something like that?
Extremely rare, bro. I could not believe it. I was really looking for it for her, and I couldn't find it because she's like a second grandmother to me. She's met you, Halen, Taylor, Josh, Chris, Gavin, Sabrina, my mom. All legends, and she's met all of them, you
She's
know?
practically, like you said, she's practically like family to you now.
Exactly, bro. And I think she invited me and Josh over, and we haven't gotten to it, but eventually we will. That'd be a legendary moment. I would love to have her on the pod,
My
you
God,
know?
yo, honestly, I could definitely see that happening. Honestly, I could definitely
That'd be
see
fire. Because I love the things that, like, years ago, maybe people wouldn't expect to happen. Like, because we talked about Chicago, you know, those are kind of random stuff that you don't plan for, spontaneous. I don't know how when we were talking about that traveling trip that we didn't talk about Pittsburgh. That one was underrated. That
Pittsburgh.
one was unexpected.
I never, who would have thought I'd see myself going to a Steelers game? Literally, because one of my sisters, Laura, she's actually a big Steelers fan, and she's always been wanting to go to a Steelers game, and then when I showed her, when I told her, oh, I went to a Pittsburgh Steelers game, and then she's giving me all the shit. But it's like, yeah, but I mean, the vibe was crazy because, you know, we all know how the Steelers fans are over there, but it's like we're actually experiencing them live, like the fan base was actually crazy, like even during like a preseason game.
And they were pretty lit because I think they had the terrible towels literally on the handles to the freezers of the supermarkets. You don't see that in our area. I feel like they're even more obsessed about their football than they are with the Patriots here, in my opinion. You know, it was crazy, like in a good way, because oh, we got another one. Excuse me, another burp. It just randomly came in. I don't know where it's come from. And with Pittsburgh, I never knew this, but I'm gonna promote an album that came out, I think, literally today. And we're recording this at the 17th of January. And Mac Miller, one of my twins, he had music that wasn't out that came out today at midnight. And what a perfect segue, because at Pittsburgh, they had the whole mural. Do you remember?
That was beautiful. Oh my God,
And we
yo.
wrote stuff on it, and that was legendary. And I think shortly after, do you remember the thing that you did for the first time, I was flabbergasted by it.
The vaping thing? Oh, yeah.
I was like, whoa, I didn't expect that.
Because I don't do the, like, because you know me, I like to stay healthy. I usually don't do vape, but that was like, you know, I was like, fuck it, let me just do it once and see how it is. And it was like, I felt like an OG doing that.
I think I got a video or a picture of the smoke coming out.
It was like,
and all I know is Mac would be very proud of you. I think, didn't
man,
we?
Man, they fucked up the clubhouse.
I think, didn't we like find his grave and they moved his grave or something because all the fans were visiting it? They didn't want people leaving stuff.
I'm like, where the fuck's the, where the respect at?
Yeah.
Honestly. But man, seeing his grave, I'm like, he's under there.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, that's like, I think I saw like rocks, like cards. I even saw like a dollar bill, like coins or something like that. But man, I'm like, I'm standing on top of Mac Miller. I'm like, shit.
I think shortly after that or the day before or something like that, we found like a random UFC gym.
Yeah.
I think we were walking. We were burning our calories because, you know, me and you try to stay nice and lean as possible. And then we stumbled upon a UFC gym.
Yeah.
And the guy was so chill and he let us walk through the place.
Yeah.
And it was so crazy. They had the octagon there. Like, what were you thinking when you saw that? Like, it's not something that you see every day, you know?
I'm like, yo, I'm like, who knows? Maybe John Jones has been in that fucking octagon. Could be. Or something like that. But I'm like, wow, it was insane. I was like, shit, if they had that where we're from,
mm-hmm.
yo, I'm like, yo.
I think there is one. Somewhere in Boston. I don't know if they're renovating it or something, but we have to check that out one day.
Oh, definitely. Oh, my God. I want to know if it's like, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same, but like, but the Pittsburgh one was I think is a lot bigger. I don't know how Boston's going to be like, but yeah, I mean, the experience was really nice. Like, pretend like there was a crowd out there. You're in the octagon. I'm like, yo, you're right there, bro. Oh, like, look at this. I mean, we took some pictures over there, but, I really enjoyed that experience. It was really nice.
Because I think something that you want to know that isn't that very nice.
What?
A fire alarm going off. Do you remember?
Oh, the whole... Yeah, that I don't know like how the fire alarm started. I mean...
It was the craziest thing. Because I think I got up earlier than all you guys because for some reason I can't sleep at hotels. Maybe it's the pillow or something.
Yeah.
So I went down to the gym and then the fire alarm went off. And then I overheard one of the people who worked there were like, yeah, the fire alarm went off at the workout area. And they whispered, and they weren't a good whisperer. They were like, we think someone was vaping. And then I went over to her, and I was like, all due respect, I was the only one in that workout room, and I don't vape, so I don't know what the hell happened. So, and we were out there, and we saw someone with this big white hat. And then Harold was like, he looks familiar. And then I was like, yeah, he looks familiar. I agree. We didn't think anything of it. We thought it was just a lookalike or someone. And then we go in, well, just me, because I'm not gay. I don't go into showers with other guys.
Yeah.
I went into the shower. Harold knocked on the door. He said through the door, he's like, Thomas, that was Adam Ray. I was like, are you serious right now? As I was listening, coincidentally, to the podcast that he was having with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, I'm literally listening to a podcast with him right now. So I went downstairs. Oh, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I definitely remember that you went like, oh my God, this is like, bro, you were like, oh, I was just listening to his podcast right now. I remember your reaction.
It was insane. I'm still flabbergasted. That's one of Linwood's catchphrases. And the craziest thing ever, bro, is we just missed him, sadly, but I sent him a DM and then he sent a voice memo and he's like, wow, Thomas, I knew that was you. I've been watching you sleep for 20 years. And he came back. Sadly, we were gone because we were sightseeing. But he came back, left merch for me to the person that worked there. And that was very nice of him because he didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And he coincidentally was throwing the first pitch at the Pittsburgh Pirates game. And we were trying to finesse, but it didn't work. But it was while we were at the Mac Miller Park. What was that park called again? Do you remember?
Was it Frick? Frick Park? Was it?
I Frick think Park? So.
Yeah,
that sounds familiar.
That park was really nice, especially because, you know, obviously it was in, was it like, I think it was around like a nice neighborhood that Yeah, I don't know if you remember that slide that we went
Oh,
on.
Blue Slide Park. Yeah, that was one of his albums, I think.
Yeah, it was like, yo, Mac Miller was actually here. I'm like, yo, like maybe the ghost of him would probably like give us a type of show, like, I appreciate you guys. And then, wow, I'm like, that park was memorable. I took like so many photos. It was, I don't know if you remember, but there was like a bench with all the writing or something like that. It was, man, I'm like, wow, he's like, he, bro, that dude should have been fucking mayor of Pittsburgh. I'm like, shit. I'm like, but I wish he was alive today, man. Imagine if we met him when
That
we were in Pittsburgh.
would have been legendary. And there is times where us and Linwood have, met people that weren't expected to meet or meet again. And where I'm going at with this is because we were talking about with Ashfield, and I remember I was at, you met my aunt Cheryl. They had a joint birthday party at the place that she lives. It was her and my dad because they're twins. Literally 2 minutes apart, they had a joint birthday party. All of a sudden, I heard Mr. P, Mr. P, and it was Caden. And it was after I left Ashfield. I didn't know that he lived there temporarily on the weekends. And then slowly, as time went on, I got to know the family and all that stuff. And then we ended up having a football game with him at Holbrook. What a small world. Like, what were you thinking? Because he reminds me a lot of younger you, great physical attributes and tall and bright future. So like, what were you thinking, like giving him tips and stuff and helping him out with his game and stuff?
It's all well, first he like I feel like was it I feel like he definitely you said the build like it did remind me of a young me because obviously I was bigger physical like I could have been like a linebacker or something like that. But him I see him more of like a D line or maybe like a tight end like position. But you always want to be careful with your words. You know where I'm going out with
Yeah,
this.
he got way too cocky.
So there have been times, because you know how us young, when we were young, we get cocky too. So we like that. And now going back to think of like, holy shit, I used to be like that. I used to be cocky as hell. I kept my cool. Like he just like talking like, because we do like routes where you were a quarterback and then we play wide receiver, defensive back, and he just kept talking and talking. I'm like, just wait till we get to a real field. Let's see how that goes.
That's right.
And you know what happened? It was like that game, unfortunately, because we're Patriots fans. It was like that game where Darrelle Revis locked down Randy Moss.
I remember that.
And I think I held him to just one touchdown, literally, and that one touchdown came in overtime. So it was like, be careful what you say because it might bite you in the ass. I don't know
Yeah.
that it might be the same, but never talk too much because karma's gonna get you back, gonna get your ass back.
You took the words right out of my mouth with karma because he's a great player, but talks a little bit too much shit,
Yeah.
and that could bite him in the ass. And speaking, you are like, it's like reading my mind because you speaking Gillette reminded me also of another adventure that we did. We went to a random preseason game and the Jumbotron loves us, brother. We somehow end up on the Jumbotron all the time there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was the preseason game against the Texans. I was like, I had my phone ready. I got the camera ready. I was like, all right, let me wait for the moment. But 2 months, no, I think it was like a month before there was another game in July, but it was a Revolution game. But we got on the
Was that
Jumbotron
the one where
again.
we had our shirts off?
Yeah, and then I was recording, but then unfortunately, someone got in my way and I was like, fuck, I should have stand up too, but at least I got all my boys in the
And
video.
you were in the Gillette one where the Patriots game gladly, you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
exactly. Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's crazy how time flies because it's about to be the third Super Bowl party that I'm hanging out with you at. You're gonna be one of the people that I'm with on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
And you probably know where I'm going with this. The past 2 years that I was at Chris's house, sitting in that certain spot on the couch, it was like it was bad luck because every single time that happened, Mahomes won. And I'm the biggest Brady fan. I wish Mahomes well. I can't have him three-peat. You know, and this will be out before the Super Bowl, but that'll be the worst moment in sports. I can't sit in that spot. There's no way. I can't.
And now that you mentioned about the Chiefs and then the playoffs, but honestly, like, I want to see Bills and Chiefs AFC Championship because you remember that divisional game, probably one of the best playoff games I've ever watched. Josh Allen just needs to get his revenge. Josh Allen deserves a fucking Super Bowl. I know Lamar does too, but
do you think he's going to be MVP this year, Josh?
Josh. It could be a landslide because I know Lamar because not only because of the passing numbers but his running numbers as well. But Josh is kind of the same as well. But we'll see how it goes. Like I know like the playoffs. I know this is not the regular season, but this game probably could determine who the MVP could be if you know what I mean.
That's true. You want to know one of the MVPs that we know?
What's up?
That person, when we were going to visit Josh's church, and he went to the bathroom, and while he was in the bathroom, we had this person open the door next to us, and they were like, "Oh, the photo shoot people go right here." And we were looking at each other, we were like, "Photo shoot? Photo shoot?"
Yeah, folks.
And we were talking to people using our social powers, and they're like, "Yeah, we're doing free photo shoots here." I was like, "Are you fucking serious? Professional shit." And we were already dressed up nice.
Yeah.
That was a true MVP as well, because he didn't have to do it for free, and it happened so spontaneously. Like, what were we thinking when that happened? That was craziness.
Wow, like first time like this was like my first ever photo shoot that didn't like involve like a person's phone, but it's like
Oh, third burp. Yeah, what were you saying?
But like it's like we've been in photo shoots like but like with friends like just like like a friendly thing, but like a professional wise, that was really nice, and plus it was free. We didn't have to fucking pay for shit. And I was like, oh, like plus you I think I remember the outfit I was wearing and it looked nice. And I was like, wait, I was like, yo, I need to do this. I can't pass up with this opportunity like this. I'm like shit. And then the guy went, I was like, oh, you look like a true professional. Like, thank you so much. I was trying to keep my composure with with my face and all, but man, I really enjoyed that experience. Felt like I was modeling for Fashion
That
Nova.
was legendary, bro. And
Yeah.
it was like a big wide open room. And me saying that reminds me of, us being at Studio BSU.
Yeah.
Thank you to the people at BSU letting us do what we're doing today with the podcast at BSU. It reminds me a big wide open room at BSU. Do you remember when we were on Instagram Live? And some people listening to this right now are probably viewers of the Instagram Live. And we were dancing to Yay songs, blaring it, vibing, having a great ass time.
Yeah.
And you probably know what I'm about to say. All of a sudden we hear a,
Oh my God,
"Sorry, you can't be here." And it was on the thing, and I was like, "Oh no, that shit's awkward."
no.
Like, what were you thinking when that happened?
I think I did say like, oh, are we like disturbing you? Like, I'm sorry, boo, but like we're just trying to have fun in this room.
Exactly.
At least we had at least we had our fun in there. And this is when like Vulture just won, right? I think that's yeah. It was like recently new, so I was a big fan of the Carvel, so I was like, yo, why is that shit like
Go,
so
go,
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 go?
go. It's a good scene. I don't know. I
Like,
didn't like
oh
it.
yo. I was like, yo, we did like we're dancing, bro. Yeah, we had so much fun that day, bro. It's like
It was legendary.
yeah.
And it's funny, I can say certain words and other things will pop in my head. Wide open room, that big wide open room where we were shooting hoops, and I have an ugly ass shot, but it still somehow goes in
Yeah.
at the NBA Hall of Fame. Like, you're a bigger basketball fan than me. What were you thinking when we went into the NBA Hall of Fame? Because it was a long trip to get there. So, what were your thoughts? Kind of like a childhood dream, probably, to get there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because we've seen like players get inducted. Plus, there was like a little like auditorium where they actually do the inductions. And I was like, yo, bro, like NBA players were literally walking where we stepped on, And we were looking at like these glass frames. I'm like, bro, these were like the shoes they actually wore. I was like, no, easy, like let me just touch them and all. But and then it was like, and then we went to that room, like the basketball court. We saw like all the basketballs, hoops that were like created like over the years. And it was like, wow, I feel like, can we get like a time machine and see how that shit was? Like, oh my God, I'm like, we went back to the fucking past. It's like like going to the past, present, and then, well, not future, but it was like past and present. But the experience was legendary.
And you want to know what else is legendary?
What's that?
This absolutely legendary conversation that we've had. I want to thank you 1,000 million. And I know that isn't even a number. I want to thank you that whole number for
Thank you,
being the
man.
debut episode. And I was told by a bunch of people some ideas on how to end each episode. And I thought to myself, self, what could that be? What could that be? And I got some ideas and I put all those ideas into a little ball and came up with this. First of all, let me just say thank you for being you.
Absolutely.
That was just a random thought. I had to let that out there.
Oh, absolutely.
But the question is, you're going to be asked for the first time, the first person to get this question, because every guest is going to get it. What a perfect way to end off this great episode. And they're probably thinking, come on, Thomas, what the fuck are you about to say? This is the suspense is killing me. Here we go. The question that I'm going to ask each guest as the episode ends is, what do you think makes life beautiful? What makes life beautiful?
Just being consistent with what you do, you put in the work, with yourself, like, getting in shape and all that. You do the right things, avoid the negativity, always stay positive, with yourself, and just be you, have fun. Like, you only live fucking once in this world. Like, don't let these people, take shit from you like that. You just keep doing what you're doing. You keep striving, because as Paul Walker once said, rest in peace, by the way, like, never go to bed upset, because just let it go. There'll always be a brand new day. There's something like that, like from Paul Walker said. But always love yourself, have fun, and just be consistent. One love.
That was absolutely amazing. Randy, you want to come in and say hello real quick as we end off? We have one of our greatest friends, Randy Camp, coming in, and he's saying hello from over there. He's a great guy. And Tony, so are you.
Hey, you too, my guy.
Tony, thank you so much for joining in for the first episode. Peterson Podium. Enjoy life, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.